I had skin like leather and the diamond hard look of a cobra. I was born blowing weather that I burst just like a supernova. I could walk like Brando right into the sun, dance just like a Casanova. With my black jacket and jacket and hair slick sweet, silver star studs on my dust like a Harley in heat. When I strut down the street, I could feel its heartbeat. Sisters fell back, said, don't that man look pretty? The cripple on the corner cried out, nickels for your pity. Them gasoline boys downtown sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city.
Definitely hard to be a saint in the city.
Intros and outros tonight are going out to our guy Bobby T, one of our day ones. Bobby T and his family, they're dealing with some shit right now, and we just wanted to show some love. Keep your head up, Bob. We love you.
Yeah, man. Prayers to Bobby T and his fam.
Blade. It's an old story about how natives would put a blade into the ice, and the wolf would come, and he would lick the blade. Right? They would put blood on the blade, and he would lick the blade. He would cut his tongue and continue to lick the blade until he bled to death. Mm. But he thought he was eating something, but he was licking the blood. Mm. Do you blame the wolf for trying to eat? Or do you blame the person that put the knife in the ice?
Do you?
Mm. And now we're ready to rock out. Angry fucking algorithms in the building, dude.
Yeah, man, we back.
President Wild Bill, President Just...
Prime Minister.
You know it.
I mean,
you know it.
We back, baby. What's this? 18?
18.
We legal now.
Legal. We can vote.
Yeah.
We can vote. We'll get into that later. I got one for that.
We can vote. We can smoke cigarettes. Wait, didn't they move?
I think that's
they
like
moved
30,
it up, right?
Yeah, it's like 30 or something now, right?
Damn. Shit, man. That little fat boy. Remember that little fat boy a couple years ago? He stole his grandma's car.
And hood rat things with my friends.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Smoke cigarettes. they showed that little motherfucker, man. He all grown up, big as shit. He got locked up again.
Did he?
He ain't learned.
For what?
I don't know, man. He was doing hood rat shit again, still. Fucking up, man.
His grandma.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, intros, outros, you know, for Bobby T tonight. Family, you know, family's important, man. Definitely to us here at the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Most of the people that know me, I think, know that I'm not afraid of anything.
Nah, you're not.
Definitely not. Hold one thing. Minus one thing, I am.
What's that?
Let me tell you. Back in the day, one of my uncles used to drive a Chevy Chevette.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you ever seen one? Taylor, you know what a Chevette is? Have you ever seen one?
Not off the top of my head.
Google it.
Yeah,
so you can get all the way in.
Taylor Young, man.
The hatchback joint in the 80s. You see it now? Is that what the eyebrow raise was?
Chevette. It sound like something you get nasty in, though.
Okay. Now you see it, right?
Yeah.
There's memes about it. Yeah, I did it right. Oh, yay. I did the intro. I said the podcast name and... What memes?
Yeah, you ain't call it memes.
Memes?
Memes.
Fucking meme your face.
Is that real?
What?
I thought you were just doing a Ja Rule thing.
No, what? Memes?
No, memes. No. No, that's how he was saying it.
No, that's how, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Go back and listen.
Memes.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, he ain't know. Ja Rule call it Mimi.
Oh, Mimi. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what it was. Yeah, 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 Mimi. Yeah. That is right. I reckon I recall that.
Yeah, Bill not tech savvy, man.
Nah.
He could build some shit though.
People ask me a couple times. They're like, "Do you know how to do stuff like this?" I'm like, "Nah." They're like, "Don't you own a production company?" And I was like,
"Yeah,
yeah." So? I just talk, dude. I fucking pay Taylor to do that.
Can we just talk?
All right. So back to the joint. So you see it now, Taylor? You see it up on the?
Yes.
You looked it up? Okay. So the hatchback joint. It wasn't a Chevette to him. That's not what he referred to it as. He referred to it as the Chevadillac.
Chevadillac.
And he's...
That was his shit, though. Yeah. That was his shit. Yeah, that's why he called it that.
The Chevadillac. So one night he scoops me up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go watch a Flyers game. I'm young, dude.
Who are we talking about?
One of my uncles.
Okay.
And scoops me up to go fucking watch Flyers game, and the charioteer of the Shvatilak starts fucking whipping this thing through the streets of South Philly like he stole it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking, he was pushing this little engine that couldn't for everything it was worth, man.
Mm. It was a putt-putt.
I mean,
did it sound like a 12-gauge shotgun that in the back of it? Like, was it one of them?
Nah, not like that, but it was just, it was, I don't know that it was so much the car as it was maybe the driving that got me, but you know what I mean? It scarred me for life. I never wanted to get in a Chevy again. I know that.
You got mine.
And that was, yeah. Just before and just after that was the last times I got in Chevys. And yours, the Mali.
The Mali.
And then.
Remember, I had the Impala before that at school. I had the silver Impala?
Right. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, never wanted to get in a Chevy again, dude.
Yeah.
The fucking Chevette.
Scarred for life.
Chevatelac. Oh, I brought him up before. It's my uncle D. Fucking chili champ, bro.
Oh, chili. Yeah, we need fucking that. I need chili that
champ.
Chili.
He said, he's ready. He said,
I need
as soon
some
as
of
the
that
fucking,
chili, man.
Uncle D, we love you. Come on.
Chili, chili dog.
He said, as soon as the roan is done, I'm done.
Chili fries, chili cheese fries.
I said, we got a kitchen there if you need to reheat. He said, we don't need to reheat my shit, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, it's that good.
It's always ready.
Ready.
It's like fucking Little Caesars. He's the Little Caesars of chili.
Yeah.
Hot and ready.
Oh, he's going to love that. He's going to fucking eat that up.
The Uncle D, the Little Caesars of chili, hot and ready. Yes. Let's go.
I didn't even tell him I was bringing up the Chevette this week either. I was like, because I was like, Rule, should I bring up the Chevette? And he was like, I think I'm going to do it. I was like, oh, should I tell him? He's like, no, absolutely not. He's like, has he been listening? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I read him a text and he was like, oh, yeah, like something that we talked about, I don't know, last week or the week before that clearly we mentioned on the show. So
yeah.
He was like, yeah, don't say anything because he's going to listen and then fucking, yeah.
Hot and ready,
the
man.
The Shvatilak, dude. Damn. That fucking cracks me the fuck up.
Shvatilak.
He hits me with.
Did he have any custom shit on there? Like.
Nah, but I know he had a couple thousand custom miles. Like, I know he drove it to El Paso, Texas quite a few times.
I was out there. That's right there on the border.
I even asked him, I don't know, I think maybe one time we were doing list of states you've been in, and I was like, why do they call Kentucky the bluegrass state? And then he was like, oh, dude, it's beautiful. And I was like, I'll take your word for it.
What the fuck is beautiful about Kentucky? Ain't shit beautiful about Kentucky, man.
I guess the wrong. Nah.
It's a bunch of fucking rednecks, no neck motherfuckers out there. Mitch McConnell.
Excellent segue. Look at that.
The only thing good about Kentucky is the fucking the fried chicken. The Wildcats.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mad. Fuck the Wildcats. They can eat a bird.
I mean, when they on TV, you gonna watch them though?
No.
I mean, if they playing somebody, I'm tuning in. I don't know about you, but when John Wall was there, I was tuning in, man.
Damn.
Louisville, the Cardinals.
I'll go down there.
Lamar Jackson was out there. They was good at basketball at once upon a time. You know what I mean?
So did you see yesterday the Senate and their amphibious humanoid, Mitch, I'm hiding M95 masks in my neck, McConnell, voted to allow warrantless access to your web searchers.
Hmm. He trying to see what the fuck going on.
It's an extension of the Patriot Act. What a fucking joke, dude.
For what?
The Patriot Act. Give it a shit name and ninjas run with it. Like, oh, the Patriot Act. That sounds like serious. We should get behind this.
For what though? Like, why would he propose that bill?
My theory? No, it's not proposed. They voted. They voted. It's a done deal.
Oh, it was approved?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
So the FBI.
Shit. Time to go to the dark web.
FBI and.
See ya.
Other law enforcement agencies.
I'm going dark.
Can now have warrantless searches of your search history. Well, I would say, what do you think, Taylor? Data mining? I don't know. What else would they, I mean.
Some kind of profit for billionaires.
For sure.
Usually.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. Yeah.
Download that VPN.
Right.
Shit.
Got it.
That'll help you? The VPN?
if you got a VPN running on every single device that you use,
it's on all of them now. It's on your fucking cell phone, everything. All of them.
Damn, I got to get a burner phone now. Yeah, to look at my, right. I mean, my porn and shit, man.
I mean, if you want to be off the grid, you can't use any device.
No device.
You give up any like
cards, none of that.
Yeah, you give up convenience for your privacy.
Go full Kaczynski.
It's too late, man. We already on the podcast. We worldwide. 5 stars in this motherfucker, man. We
rate
can't
us.
Hide.
Don't forget to rate us.
We can't hide, man. We out, here. Out here. And the video's coming soon.
Video's coming soon.
You see it. We here.
Yeah. Taylor, you're not on the video because you're in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, he's the man behind the mask.
We should get an evil laugh track for Taylor.
Oh, like, shit.
Although he probably wouldn't play it when we're like, Taylor, play that.
Yeah.
No.
Need to get a soundboard. The soundboard coming next, man. I'm going to figure that shit out.
He'd be like, no.
Get the soundboard popping.
Like, no.
Yo, Mitch McConnell looked like a fucking, he looked like a, you ever seen the cartoon Franklin? It's for little kids.
Yeah, the aardvark jock guy?
No, that's Arthur.
Oh, a turtle?
That's Arthur.
Oh, okay.
Franklin's a turtle.
Okay.
And he looked like Franklin, but without a shell, though. He looked like a turtle with no shell.
A shellless turtle?
A shellless turtle, yeah. That's what he built like.
He's
like,
just
with that no neck. If you could Google Franklin right now and Google... Mitch McConnell. He looked like Franklin. That's what he looked like.
He looks like he's got a fucking ventilator that we're in dire need of in his neck.
He probably got a dungeon with kids trapped in that bitch.
He hides the gag ball in his fucking fucking flapper or whatever that is.
You think he got a gimp suit on under his suit?
He hides leather, that in there too. He folds it all up and tucks it in the fucking thing.
A patent leather gimp suit on underneath his suit at all times.
Franklin Turtle also looks like Rondo.
Rajon Rondo?
Yeah.
I'll give you that one. That's probably a little more accurate.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is, like, you can blame... Yeah, sure. Mitch McConnell passed the bill because it's under his leadership. Where's everybody else with the backbones?
Yeah, fuck Mitch McConnell, man.
Definitely fuck him.
I seen something where it was like Kentucky is getting, like, all this funding and shit.
Yeah.
And they don't even contribute to the shit. Like,
no, but then they have...
They like a welfare state.
Yeah, but you have probably one of the largest because they have tons of poor white people.
Yeah, man, it's nasty out there.
But then I don't understand how, this is the part that I don't understand, how for 3 years, Republican leadership has run around and said, you know, with the illegal FISA warrants under Trump and they spied on him and he was just a citizen at the time because they were saying they spied on him during his campaign.
Yeah.
So if it was wrong then, now it's just, well, you know what? Fuck it. We'll just do it to everybody.
He only say shit that's convenient to him at the time, to whatever he's trying to argue.
Sure, but nobody said, dude. I said this fucking weeks ago. I said on the show. I said, what's going on that they're not telling us? What is the shit that's actually going to happen? Well, here it is. This is the one.
Yeah.
This is the one.
It's one of them.
This is one of them.
One of them.
This is one of them.
You think the shit gonna get worse?
Which part? Them spying on us?
Just the country.
The
like.
Police state? Yeah, here. We got to wear a mask. Line up on this X. We're spying on you. It's absolutely ridiculous, dude.
I seen something today.
It's fucking crazy.
Where they were saying they're going to start opening non-essential businesses, like, I guess, clothing stores and shit, but drive-by or drive-through or some shit. Like, what?
A drive-by clothing store.
What the fuck is that? Like, it's like putting a fucking Band-Aid on a bullet hole. Like, it's not going to work, man. Like, these companies are going to start bleeding out like bad, and they just going to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. You can't just, like...
I heard our buddy Uncle Bezos is going to buy the movie theaters. Remember, didn't we talk about that?
AMC.
He's buying AMC.
Yeah.
That dude's just gonna own everything.
Yeah, he's like a trillionaire or some shit, like the first trillionaire.
Nah, not even close.
That's what it just said. I just seen something
up there.
Yeah, I just seen something.
I thought he's
making so much money during the pandemic.
Yeah, they was going crazy on Twitter talking about that shit.
Amazon's delivering. Everybody else isn't.
And Amazon doesn't pay any taxes.
And they don't pay taxes. And Jeff Bezos has a seat on the Pentagon board.
But the crazy
look,
the crazy
you can look that up, Taylor.
What's really crazy about that is the dude just went through divorce and his wife took almost half of his money. And now a couple months later, they're talking about he about to be a trillionaire. How the fuck you make that much money that quick?
This time last year, he's worth like $136 billion, and now he's going to be a trillionaire?
Yeah, like, I don't, that shit, something ain't adding up, man. What the fuck did he
when
do?
When did that happen? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought y'all was bullshitting me.
Nah, I seen the headline. I didn't read the article because I that's just too much money for me to even read about. Like, I don't care. But that shit was
good. The dude started out selling fucking books, dude.
Books, man. He went from ashy to classy. Selling books to selling dildos on Amazon. Uncle. Get whatever you need.
I'm trying to look up his net worth, and I'm typing Uncle Bezos. I can't even. That's terrible when you're like, I can't fuck with you. And then you're like, wait, oh no, it's me that I can't fuck with. You're like,
Uncle Bezos.
Uncle Bezos, you dirty crust bunny.
145. Hey,
145?
Yep.
145. How the fuck you make that much money that fast after getting a divorce?
Yeah, and he gave up like a fifth of his estate to his wife.
Right.
So, yeah.
Probably stock options, the whole nine.
Damn.
I mean, that's all he has is stock options. He doesn't bring in cash or else he would get taxed.
Right.
That's love. Fuck it. I wish all my money was stock options.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
I'm good.
Maybe one day. If we sell enough.
Buy some angry algorithm stock, bitch.
If we sell enough masks.
Yeah, the masks, they coming soon.
Oh, yeah, Taylor, we're getting masked, dude.
It's a good call.
Yeah definitely. Shit, yeah, for sure.
Shit crazy out here, man. What you do over the weekend, yo?
Let me think.
Chilling? Working?
Did I work this
week? A little bit of both.
Probably worked some nerves, for sure.
Yeah?
I watched the fights on Sunday morning.
Oh,
like
for
I
real?
Always do.
Yeah?
I don't. Yeah,
I watched them. I watched them that night, man. I was like, "Fuck it, man. I'm buying it this time." You know, it's fuck it. We ain't doing nothing else.
Nah, not really.
I got an extra $60 laying around. Let me pay for this fight, man.
Did you see Mike hitting the bag?
Mike Tyson?
Well, not the bag, but yeah, you seen the video?
Yeah,
he's going to do it. Is that legit? Has he officially signed? No, right? I think
it's going to be an exhibition.
I think he's trolling.
Nah, I mean, I seen Shannon Briggs. He said he want to fight him. You know who Shannon Briggs is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shannon Briggs talking about he want to fight him for the. It's like an exhibition, 5 rounds he want to do. But yo, boxing is a wrap, man. It's a wrap. I like the past couple years I've been fucking with UFC more and more. Like I watch the pay per view joints, but. Now I'm starting to watch like the regular fights now because it's just so much more entertaining, so much more action. Like when you really understand the shit, like you looking at it and it's like boxing is just the hands. And if you're getting fucked up too much, you can just come in and clinch. But in UFC, you can't clinch. You can clinch.
Yeah.
But if you clinch, somebody could hit you with some shit and like. Yeah. You on the ground and you getting choked out now.
Before you knew it.
Yeah. So that's what like, I like about this shit.
Wait, I was coming
like,
for a clinch. Mike.
It's just, it's fucking everything, yo.
Fucking head spun around the other way.
It's everything. Like I was watching a fight. It was a fight last night I didn't even know about. The dude, I think his name, Anthony Smith.
Oh, the Wednesday night joint, right? It was on last night.
He was fighting this dude. And he was ripping him first round. He was tagging him. He was better on his hand with his hands. Against the dude, and he was tagging him, but then the dude caught him. Then he got him on the ground, and he was just...
Ground and pound, good night.
Punching him out, man.
Good night, Irene.
The dude was in the corner. He was like, yo, I think my teeth is falling out.
Rearranging his face.
Teeth falling out, man. I'm like, man, this shit is
I don't know that. Nagano's a bad dude, bro.
Who?
I'm saying it wrong, whatever. Francis. Fucking heavyweight.
Nagano.
Yeah. Like Japan, like the Japanese city, like the 98 Olympics.
Nagano?
Whatever.
Yeah, he came in. Mm. He came in, fucked dude up. Yo. He can't, yo. He felt him out a couple times. He was like, man, fuck it. I'm gonna just rush this nigga, see what he got for this.
And he ate one too.
Yeah.
He ate one and still kept coming. Give me that. Like Pat, he fucking Pac-Man that shit up, bro.
Yeah, man. He caught him that one time. That's it. He was asleep after that. He hit him with that.
He was on a cage like this.
It's allergy season, so he hit him with, he hit him with some fucking Benadryl.
Yeah.
Like, yo, hold that.
Yeah.
It was a wrap after that,
hit
man.
Hit him with that Mucinex DM.
Yeah. he called Francis out.
Yeah.
He called him out like, yo, I want you, dog. Like, and you ain't even get your shit off, man. You got knocked out 20 seconds.
Night.
Damn. That's some embarrassing shit right there.
Tony Ferguson got shit beat out of him.
Yeah, that was a good ass fight. That fight right there.
You got lumped up pretty good.
That was my first time watching both of them fight.
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, Gaethje, he's an all-American wrestler. He's no slouch, dude.
But his hands is nice. His hands is sharp.
Hard. His hands is hard.
His shit's sharp. Yeah, he was, and I like how he was throwing a lot of bombs at first, and then El Kukui.
I mean, that dude's he eats bombs though. Fucking Kukui, that's not the first one where he's fucking just sat in there and ate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But his trainer was like, "Yo, you got chill out, relax. You throwing you Eddie like Bravo? Tiring yourself. Was that Eddie Bravo?
Yeah.
For who?
Ferguson?
No. Gaethje. Yeah, Gaethje. Yo. Yeah, he was throwing bombs, and his trainer was like, yo, you got to relax. You're throwing too many bombs. You're tiring yourself out. Just wait. Be patient. And he listened to his trainer. He was patient with it. He was just connecting. Boom, boom, boom. And he hit him with that one jab, man. He did like the robot and shit, man. He was fucked up.
I wonder if Eddie Bravo told him, look into it, bro.
I ain't even peeped that Eddie Bravo was his trainer.
Yeah. Look into it, bro.
Yeah, man, that shit was crazy, man. That was some good ass fights, though. I'm glad we got fucking UFC something, man. Cause shit, if we had fucking baseball, I'd be watching that shit. Won't have nothing.
Korean baseball
with
5 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not watching
with the cardboard cutouts.
I'm not watching
the
motherfuckers, man.
Nah,
fuck that.
I'm not.
They got fans.
No, I just told you. They got fans? Fucking, look it up. No. They got cardboard cutouts in the fucking seats.
Of fans?
I swear. I heard it for about a week or two. I hadn't seen it until last night, like an actual image.
Yeah.
And I said, get the fuck out of here, dude. Yeah,
fuck that. Fucking DraftKings, they going to send me an email talking about, hey, you got a free bet for $5. $5 free bet. What the fuck am I going to bet on?
I got that, too.
Yeah, like, what am I betting on, man? Like, I don't know UFC enough to bet on this shit. And then $5, I'm not putting... You want me to deposit more money into this shit. I'm not depositing money in here. You're not suckering me in.
I cashed out once they announced no sports.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm done. I got on roulette one day, and then I was like, what am I doing? This is... It's fucking computer. I can't play against a computer, man. I can't do it. So DraftKings,
I don't trust their algorithms.
Yeah, nah, hell no, nah.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Them. Since we dropped the pod, like, people have been hitting me up all the time. Like, prior to it, they were like, what's it called? And I was like, Angry Algorithms. And they're like, oh, that's cool. What's algorithms? Like, nobody knew what the fuck it was. And now,
who are you talking to? Where was you at? The Special Olympics?
Some people just don't know, man.
The fuck, man? What's algorithms? Who never heard the word algorithm before?
Well, whether they had heard it or whether they understood what the fuck it meant.
Bro.
You know what I mean? That would be speculation. I don't know.
It's up to you.
Figure it out. But now that we've dropped the show and the fucking word is everywhere,
yeah.
I guess people are more mindful. Like, oh, shit, yo, I heard a little wolf blitzer or wherever they, you know what I mean? I'd be hearing it all over the place, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's us.
That's us, man. We in here.
We did it first.
Shit, Mother's Day was this weekend, man.
Yeah.
Shout out all the moms out there.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I did it up for my girl.
Yeah.
Cooked some nice dinner.
Yeah, I saw.
I mean,
I saw the IG.
Chefed it up on the IG stories. Yeah. I mean, showed it. I dropped a couple gems for y'all out there. If y'all ain't know what to do, you know, for future references, you know.
What'd you make? Oh, you made the crabs, right?
I made the Dungeness crabs and the strip steaks. You know, black people love crab legs, man.
Yeah.
They love them. I went to fucking Acme. I ain't had no Old Bay. Acme was sold out of crabs and Old Bay. How the fuck you don't have no Old Bay? Like, everybody ran out of Old Bay? or people was just maybe people they couldn't go out to restaurants, so they Bay, like fuck it.
Old Bay and fucking tortillas of any variety, flavor, kind, whatever. Unless you want whole wheat or some shit. Yeah. Like what?
Like it's a shortage of fucking Clorox wipes, disinfectant, all that shit,
and old
alcohol,
Bay.
And Old Bay, yeah. And crab leagues. It's fucking Mother's Day, man. Fucking Texas Roadhouse was packed.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I got one for you. You know what I did Sunday? Interesting story that you brought up Texas Roadhouse. You just jogged my memory. So I know my sister was dropping by to drop off a gift for the wife or whatever, right? So the wife's like, yo, you want to make a cake? Like that morning, I'm like, well, what? Just wait and see how the day plays out. You know what I mean? So she's like, okay, whatever. So we wait. My sister... So prior to that, I was like, all right, we got to go up and go get her a card, you know what I mean, because she's going to get one for her. So I was like, we got to get one for my sister. So we drove over there. So I called her guy, and I was going to be like, yo, what's your favorite candy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get her favorite candy and a card. Well, he didn't answer. So I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Now we got to get a fucking card. So we're looking. There ain't no cards. There's like, you know, bullshit ones that you can't really use right now, like a fucking dinner and a movie. It's yeah. Like, oh, okay. And then there's one, and I see it, and it says Texas Roadhouse. And I'm like, you know what?
Fucking Texas Roadhouse, man.
I got it for them. So my brother-in-law calls me back or whatever after, and he's like, what's up, man? I'm like, did you plan this? And he's like, plan what? I was like, all I wanted to do was ask you my sister's favorite candy. And now you're getting a fucking steak dinner out of it. You crusty son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that.
From Texas Roadhouse?
I mean, they got the card. I don't know if they're going to use it.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, joke's on them.
Hey, if they like it, whatever. Yeah. Joke's on not me. It's not my immune system.
Yeah, nah. I'm good, man. Fuck Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Forever.
Oh, I was trying to think of a list of all the fucking places or people or corporate entities or whatever that I was thinking in bed last, like when I was about to go to bed, I'm like.
You hoping won't survive the run?
No, we've dissed a lot of people, and I was just thinking, I started running down the list, and I'm like.
All right. I mean.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We just speak in our mind.
We're only 18 in, and we fucking ripped a lot of people, and I love it.
We just speak in our mind, man. I mean, some people can't handle the truth.
Coronavirus is the best thing that ever happened to a Wawa parking lot. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's pleasant.
That's social distancing, man.
Even in the parking lots.
Yeah, because you don't got that morning rush no more.
No.
Yeah. I mean, but it's starting to get it's starting to get a little bit more normal now.
Yeah, it's starting to get back.
Like I've been getting up around like leaving out to go up north around like, I don't know, sometimes like 7:30 or some shit. 8:30, and it'd be a lot of cars out there on the road. Yeah, man. I'm like, yo, what the fuck y'all doing? Where y'all going? Y'all going to work?
Yeah, right. None of y'all are essential. I don't know who the fuck told you.
Yeah, like it's a lot of essential workers out here.
Get your ass back in the house. I'll turn this like the dad on the verger. I'll turn this fucking car right around. You will get new cotton candy. Especially now that you've seen the fucking. While I was at work, I guess they're opening the beaches in Jersey or something.
Memorial Day weekend.
Guess whose birthday is
before? Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like I got something to do while I'm tripping.
Perfect
face.
Weekend, man. Turn up.
I'm going to take that bus ride, dude.
I don't go to the beach, though.
We're going to take a bus ride, though.
So, bus, where? Beach?
Metaphorically.
Oh.
Any beach you want.
Are we gonna do them shrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, you saving the shrooms for your birthday?
I mean, it would be a good weekend too, right?
I don't know.
Any weekend's a good weekend too.
I guess.
I got some feedback.
Yeah. They crazy?
Apparently, yeah.
They look crazy.
Yeah.
Because the ones you gave me before and I tried them, they ain't do nothing to me.
A couple of the boys was out. Scotty took a couple of the boys out golfing.
Yeah. Golfing on shrooms.
They said the one boy was like, staring out the fucking sky. Fuck going on?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait, man. Because I keep hearing good things about them, like from black people and white people.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly, See, mushrooms is some shit that, you know, black people is like, I don't know about that.
Microdose.
That's some white people shit.
Yeah, just do a couple.
Microdose.
Nah, I'm going hard.
Heavy dose.
Going fucking hard, man. I'm not a microdose type of nigga. Like, you can't just give me some little shit and then I don't think I could drink no more, yo. Every time I drink now, I don't get drunk.
What do you mean?
Like the last two times that I drank alcohol, I felt nothing, no buzz.
What are you
drinking? I was before I was drinking the last drink I had. I was drinking 1800. I was drinking margaritas, and then before that, I was drinking Grand Marnier, and I was making my drink, and then I was just doing shots, and I felt nothing.
How long a duration of time over like the shots you like? Couple hours
banging them back. No, not no.
Yeah.
Another one. Let's get it. I don't feel nothing. That's why I don't even be doing shots. But I didn't feel nothing. I was trying to go hard. Like I was trying to take my girl upstairs and, you know what I mean, give her that grandma dick.
That grandma yang yang.
Yeah. But I started drinking the shots and nothing. I got up. The only thing I did feel, I got up and I wobbled a little bit. Like I stumbled. But other than that, I didn't feel drunk or nothing, man.
You're not getting drunk off shots, then it's probably right.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to drink no more. I'm like, because I think I'm going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
If I keep going, I don't feel drunk or nothing.
What
so.
Were you, did, like, it could be some of your diet, too, whatever you were eating that day, maybe.
I don't know, man.
Not get drunk off of multiple shots?
Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude.
Unless he's eating like 10,000 calories or something.
Yeah, nah, I wasn't eating like that.
I've been there a couple times.
I don't know. I gotta lead a booze alone a
when
little
you're
bit,
like,
man.
You know, when you get to a point where you're like the alcohol and the drugs just aren't working, you're like, well, yeah. Maybe I just need to chill for a little bit.
I mean, the buzz still work.
That never fails.
The buzz still work, but you know the fucking cartridges, man. Man,
I heard there's some Fugazi ones going around out there.
That's all they are is fucking fake, man. Fake shit, man. I had the fucking thing right. And I'm hitting the pen, and the shit just start fucking falling apart. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
I had the same thing happen to mine.
So I'm like, all right, maybe it's just, you know, I'm unlucky. I'm gonna stay positive. I screwed the shit back on, got back to business. So that one ran out. I got another one on deck.
Yeah.
I put that one on, screw it on,
mm-hmm.
activate it. Start pulling it, and after three pulls, this one falls apart even worse than the first one.
Yep.
And I got all this sticky shit, this wax on my hands and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? Shit just fell apart. So then now I'm like, all right, nah, this is some bullshit. Now it's all of them. So I start doing my research now.
Yeah.
And I researched this company. I thought these was legit.
Yeah.
Now they saying these ones is fake too. I try to hit the man up who I got him from. He talking about, yeah, I got you. I'm gonna swap him out for you. I ain't hear back from the dude. Nothing. So
I know who's got us. Marshall, you need to step it up out there in Colorado. Shit's opening up. You need to get out here.
Yeah. Marshall, send that pack through, man.
Send that love.
Send that angry algorithms pack, man. Because this shit out here, man, these motherfuckers is fucking up. Man.
Let's go, Big Thunder. Stop bullshitting.
Because this shit, I'm not doing it no more, man.
Nah.
He lost a customer.
Yeah,
it's a wrap.
Don't do business.
You don't get
like
my
that.
Money no more, man.
Don't do business like that.
Can't do it. Yeah.
Sayonara.
See, it's like I want to support local businesses.
Right.
I want to support small businesses.
Right.
But now I got to wait until, well, they need to legalize the shit, man. Because once they legalize it, I'm going to the store.
Yeah, one time you do fuckboy shit, that's it.
It's a wrap.
It's over.
It's a wrap, man. I mean, you got to keep your word, man.
Swerve.
Whatever you say, you got to say what you mean and mean what you say.
Curve, trick.
Like, so now I can't even cop off you no more.
Get from around me.
get
from around me. grab your shit and skedaddle, my ninja.
Yeah, man.
I'm not on that type of time, bro.
Yeah, man. It's a wrap, man.
I got too much shit going on to deal with, like, to deal with that. The same shit happened to mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Goofy shit, man.
I'm like,
straight up goofy shit.
Well, then I thought maybe it was me. I'm like, you know what I mean? Because I can be clumsy, and I'm like, okay. And then a week later, somebody else hit me a text like, nah, same shit. Look at this. Same. And then literally the next day.
I hit you.
You hit me, and I'm like, Yeah. This is too much.
Two's company, three's a crowd.
Right.
Fuck out of here with them fucking fake ass carts. Nigga hit me with the all the backstory and shit, how he did all this research and he got legit Johns now. Get the fuck out of here. These ain't legit. You know who was legit? Fucking MC Hammer.
He too was legit.
Too legit, motherfucker.
Too legit.
Too legit to quit.
Shout out
to
MC Hammer, too. Yeah, he took everybody, all of Oakland with him.
He was real nigga.
Way before Steph Curry.
Real nigga stand up.
Way before Steph Curry.
Steph ain't from Oakland, though.
Don't give a fuck, whatever.
I mean, Marshawn Lynch from Oakland. He real.
So it was too short.
He real. Marshawn Lynch was in, you watch Westworld?
No. I haven't gotten into it.
Marshawn was great in Westworld, man.
He's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit, Marshawn can act.
I kind of see him acting.
Yeah. I was really, like, feeling his character, then they fucking shot him. He ain't died, though.
Spoiler.
He ain't dying. Fuck it.
Whoa, spoiler.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's all good season yet. He ain't die. I mean, he just got shot. He got hit. But it was great. It was great how they had him, his role, the role that they wrote for him. That shit was dope. Mm. Yeah, Short Dog.
Short Dog. That's what this is.
A legend, man.
That's what I feel like.
Short Dog a legend.
That's what I feel like sometimes. We're, you know what I mean? Just starting as pie, we're fucking selling t-shirts out the goddamn trunk.
Yeah, Short. Yo, Short is over 50 years old, still talking that pimp shit.
Still
talking that pimp shit.
Dude went platinum out of the trunk of his car.
Yeah, he a legend.
That's fucking crazy.
I listened to, he dropped the album a couple months ago.
Selling
last year.
Fucking tape decks, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He dropped the album last year, yo, and I listened to a couple songs with it. He had some shit on there. He talking some real pimp shit, man. He's good at storytelling. He got a real good storytelling flow, man. Listen to some Too Short, man. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, you need
learn the game.
Learn
man.
Some fucking street lingo. He'll teach you Uber whites.
He'll teach you how to put a bitch on the stroll.
Fucking yeah. You fucking Uber Caucasians.
Fuck's
going
man.
On in your world? What'd you see that made you go, oh shit, oh shrug just had oh shit.
I seen a fucking Muslim girl with a pet pig.
Huh? Really?
Yes, I did. Yeah, shit got sent to me, man. They was going in on her, man.
Are they even allowed?
That's what I said. I'm like, wait, what?
They're sacred, no?
No, that's Hindus. Cows, right? Hindus with cows?
Yeah, Hindus with the cows. But nah, with Muslims, they can't.
No, they're swine. That's gross. Yeah, they don't like them.
Yeah, they can't eat pork. They don't eat pork. They gross, yeah. But
they're like the lowest animal.
Oh man, it's some wild shit, man.
Oh, I'll fuck up some swine all day. Scrapple, sign me up. Sign me up, dude.
Yeah, but it's just crazy. It's like, damn, this is 2020, man. You see a Muslim woman with a pet pig. That's a first. I've never seen no shit like that, man. Ever.
I had a joke, but I don't know if I want to do it.
Now you have to.
You have to now. You can't spoil it.
Can we all take our masks off when Ramadan's over?
Oh, yeah. They was already masked up, the Muslims, the women.
Yeah.
But you know one thing you do notice, one thing I've noticed about the Muslim women with the mask on.
Burqa?
With the, yeah. It's every time I see one, it's always a big woman. Mm. You don't see, like,
how do you know they're big though?
Because their clothes are extra large. That's why.
Hey, she could just have a big burqa, dude.
Nah. She would have to have like some fucking like a fake Christmas tree under there, like the wires and shit.
How big is your burqa?
Nah, man. Nah. Ain't no pretty girls trying to put that shit on and cover up their face for what? They trying to show off their looks.
Sure. in America.
Yeah. Ain't nobody subscribing to that shit. Like,
and in other countries, they don't have a fucking choice.
Like I'm talking about here in America. Yeah. In America, pretty girls is not trying to be Muslim, man.
Fundamentalist religion is the fucking, is even worse than regular religion, in my book. Like, for instance, like, Orthodox, Hasidic Jews, we've talked about them before.
Yeah.
Or, ones that want Sharia law in the United States, yeah, which is like wearing the burqa, stuff like that, or David Koresh, cult type people. That's just crazy. Like, yeah, it's just not even like, maybe if you want to do that in the old country,
it's super, super old school.
You could do that, but like, this is America.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, this is America.
Times have changed, man.
Right.
Times have changed. We got iPhones.
Keep up
and
with
shit.
The times. You know what I mean? Keep up with the iPhones that they can just look into whatever they want now.
Yeah, man. It was good back in the day, but now it's like, damn, do I really want to do this?
Right.
Not really.
No.
I'm trying to get lit. I'm trying to go to the club. I'm trying to go to the beach.
Going
put a bikini on.
On a Tuesday.
I seen a video of this white lady. She was in one of those Muslim countries, and you got to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just trying to use her white privilege over there, and it didn't work.
Yeah,
they locked her ass up.
Yeah, take that shit somewhere else.
Fuck out of here! She was screaming like
white privilege.
Like, oh my god!
Like, no, it don't work over here.
I want to go. I want to go.
That shit was funny
fucking
as hell, man.
Backy.
Yeah.
Locked her up. What else is going on?
Fuck, did you see the inmates trying to get the Rona so they could get out?
No, but I did see a video. Go ahead.
I think it was in Cali. I seen a video where they had a mask and they was passing the mask around. Like, and they had a cup and they was all drinking out the same cup, just passing it around trying to get the Rona so they could get out.
That's crazy.
Because that's what they're doing. Once you have, if they suspect that you have the Rona, they're getting you out of there. So it's not on them if you die.
Sure.
And it's fucked up. Because people are catching the shit in jail and dying.
Yeah.
They shipping them out like, oh, fuck it. Like, we don't want you no more. You got
well,
that
the video
shit
that I saw was from a burner phone. Not even a burner phone. It was a smartphone. Dude, it's clearly in jail.
Yeah.
I may or may not have been there, so I can tell what the insides of a jail look like.
Yeah.
They're clearly locked up, and fucking dude's recording his bunkie, and the bunkie's fucking clearly dying.
I saw that.
That one, and he's like, look out there. You see that trailer? He said, just beyond the fucking trailer is a bunch of fucking dead bodies. He's like, they're just fucking wheeling you out there, and they're just laying them out.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's fucked up, man.
Straight. Or let's, you know, like, people that may had it and they're low-level offenders, will just let them back out in the street. Which part of me could say, you know, that kind of makes sense. It's a liability, but...
Yeah, free the guys, man.
Free the guys.
Shit, I mean, some people was getting, like, booked on some, like, parole violation shit, like, stupid shit.
Yeah.
And they putting them back in jail, risking the Rona. Episode 9.
Man, I would, shout out episode 9. I would, was, no, 9 was Chuck.
Or 10. Chuck risking
Chuck
the Rona.
Chuck got the Rona was 9.
Yeah, Chuck got the Rona was 9.
Because we didn't know what to name it. And then at the end, you're like, oh my God, Charles Barkley's got the Rona.
And he didn't.
And he didn't. Pump fake.
I was wrong as hell.
Pump fake.
But fuck it, I'm always
got
wrong.
Got it from Yahoo News.
I don't care. It sounded good. That's all that matters, right?
Chuck got the Rona. I was impressed. You know what? Sometimes like people are like, I think, I don't know if I've said it on the, I've said it to you, but I don't know if I've said it on the show. People will be like, they'll ask me, like, so how'd the show go? And I'll be like, I don't know. They'll be like, what do you mean? I'm like, I haven't listened to it yet. And they're like, what? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm on my way home. They're like, well, you don't, I'm like, nah, I'm just in there talking. I don't really know. You know what I mean?
We was chopping it up.
Chopping it up. So like the first couple, I would sit here and stare at the clock and be like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
55 minutes. Let's get the fuck. Past couple, we've been rocking out. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, yeah. And I had to, like, the last week, I had to be like, yo, Taylor, I texted Taylor. I'm like, yo, how long? Like, are we? And he's like, and then he hit the fucking, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Wrap it up. And I'm like, oh shit. And then I saw, I was like, yeah. So, I mean, I attribute that to us being more comfortable in here, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or at least for myself, anyway.
We just talking.
Just rapping.
Just talking, man.
We're just rapping. It's natural.
Yeah.
They love the banter.
That's what we do.
We love the banter. They love it.
That's what we do, man.
Clearly.
I mean,
it's just making moves.
It's just a natural conversation between me and Wild Bill, man.
Just a couple of friends in here, Taylor.
Yeah.
Just a couple of friends in here talking shit.
In there, not in here.
Yeah, I noticed 2 out of 3 of us are wearing our shirts this week. That's been a recurring theme.
Yeah.
Either the two
it's guests, like a, it's like a uniform.
Yeah, it's like two of the guests, either the you and the guest will have it or
it's like podcast day. I'm like, let me put my shirt on.
Uh-huh.
Get in the mood.
I couldn't find mine for a while. Like I know this one was for me specifically.
Yeah, you got a custom fit?
No, I just wore got it tailored. Nah, but I couldn't find it for a couple of weeks. And then I'm like, why don't I just wear any of the fucking several thousand, you know what I mean, that are in the fucking... I didn't really buy 1,000, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Man, it's whatever, man.
You want to talk about the two rednecks that killed the guy in fucking Georgia?
We could talk about it.
I mean,
fuck them niggas, man.
Yeah, I have some super strong feelings about that.
I mean, the shit is... It's like, yo, these motherfuckers... The shit happened 2 months ago.
Yes.
And it's only coming. Only happening now because their dickhead lawyer put the video out.
Right.
And he's talking about it's going to like vindicate them and show that, like, what? No, it's not showing nothing, dickhead. It's showing them two fucking rednecks killing this black dude.
Right.
Who don't have a gun and they got guns. They came and chased him with guns.
Right.
So he was fighting for his life.
As he should.
And yeah, so what is he supposed to do? He should have just stood there. No. Fuck out of here. You don't know what the fuck they was going to do.
First of all, guy's not a cop, and he didn't identify himself as a cop. And
not a
former cop. Not a cop at all.
He was a former cop, but he
was asked to leave the force when he failed to comply with the use of force training.
But he locked in. He connected.
Not now.
He's still connected. The DA that quit...
Not now.
The DA that quit, she quit because she was cool. She had a relationship with him.
Yeah.
But she's still going to put that word in, like, yo, look out for these two. Like, they want the fix is in.
You mean this is the third? You're not trying to say this is the third district attorney that they've passed it to because of a conflict of interest? That doesn't happen.
The fix is in, man. And then,
fuck out of here.
And then this is what they always fucking do.
Yeah.
If you notice whenever they have any of these cases where an unarmed black man is being killed by somebody white, they fucking bring in a black person as a puppet and show, like, look, here's a black DA. Now they got a black DA. You see a picture of the black DA. She's taking a picture in front of fucking all these white cops, these racist white cops sitting there, and she's just a token black woman just sitting in front of them. Hey, I'm doing my job. I'm going to look out for you guys. I'm going to be fair as possible.
Yeah.
Fuck being fair. And then I'm tired of this fucking, this forgiveness. The fuck all that forgiveness shit. Like, these motherfuckers, I want an eye for an eye. Like, these motherfuckers, they, as soon as the shit happened, the video came out, they gonna go to where they live at and fucking protest, talking about no justice, no peace. We been had no fucking justice. So, fuck all that peace shit. They should have burnt the motherfucker's house to the ground, yo. That's what I wanted. Fuck all that marching shit.
I'll take it a step further and say, in this case, it obviously there was the victim was black. I'll take it a step further and say, why is it that anytime anyone is now predominantly in this country, a lot of poor people is where I'm going, poor.
Yeah.
Because this happened to my family. The people that killed my cousin had badges.
Yeah.
And they did. You know the deal. You know the story. Yeah. I've told you. They came in fucking and just mowed them the fuck down.
Yeah.
And it's always the same. Well, the DA, now we got to move it to here. But then what they don't tell you, so they moved the court case out of the county. All right, so backstory, the police came to serve a fucking misdemeanor warrant, not for my cousin. And then my cousin ends up dead. They shot him 55 times. in his own backyard.
55.
And then here comes the fucking.
And he.
What, he had a. Well, they, you know, they mysteriously, he had, he was brandishing a weapon.
He planted a gun. So you shoot 55 times to a guy with one handgun, one pistol.
He came out. He was pointing at us with his, in his right hand, except my cousin was left-handed. And then there's no print on the gun. Oh no, there was. There was a half a thumbprint. I forgot. After we sent it to the crime lab in FBI crime lab in Colorado. There was a half a thumbprint, but it was not his. It was one of the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's that tiny part where the gun was not even a real gun. It was one of those BB gun lookalike Johns.
Yeah.
And it was missing from the evidence locker for another case, so they had to throw the other case out.
Yeah.
So there was just holes all the way around it. So then, you know, it like...
But that's
like,
what they do, man. It's,
and like in this case, in Georgia, what they do is they move the case out of the county that it happened in. They move it to the big city, and they're like, okay, so in order to give the appearance that it looks fair, the justice system, except what you don't know
they
is...
They all working with each other.
The backstory is when you look this judge up that tried the case, he's tried four other cases with similar circumstances where unarmed people were shot and killed by the police, and all four of them went that way.
Yeah, man. Fuck
so
all
there
that,
is no justice.
Fuck all that justice shit, man. They need to fucking just rewrite the laws and just say, look, man, black people, you don't have the same rights as everybody else. You fucking, you gonna get fucked so we can know. Because there's a lot of people that don't fucking know this shit, like the same shit keeps happening over and over again.
Right.
Fuck that. Just stop. If you're going to keep doing this, if the same shit keep happening, stop doing the same shit and expecting different results.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Like, and it, then people try to tell us, well, we need to vote. What, Doug, we only fucking 13% of the population. It's not that many black people when you really think about it. Like, yeah. our fucking vote ain't swaying shit.
Vote
like,
for who?
Yeah, vote for who? Like, because clearly it's a black DA right now, and the fix is already in. You already see what the fuck is going on, because she don't want to lose her fucking job.
Oh, so you don't like Trump? So, oh, we should vote for Joe Biden. What's he famous for? Oh, that's right. He wrote the
94 crime bill.
And wait, and we'll go and tie it into today's. He helped write the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
He wrote the fucking bill.
Yeah. It's
take it
up,
down
man.
The street.
Fuck all that voting shit, man.
Vote this, for who?
The shit you really need to vote for is your local and state representatives. Them motherfuckers.
That matters more.
That matters way more. You can see it now because Trump, he ain't doing shit. He can't do shit and tell these states to open up. He telling the states we need to open up, and the states is like, man, fuck you. I'm keeping the shit shut down.
Yeah.
Like, that shows you that he don't have as much power as y'all think he does, but you got all these motherfuckers running around talking about MAGA and Make America. I'm riding for Trump and shit. Like, get off his dick, yo.
You know who we haven't ripped yet? How about let's rip Murphy, our governor.
Phil?
What a fucking idiot.
What'd he do?
Jersey went to the parole board last week. We got smacked with 30 more days. And now we just brought it up. It's like now all of a sudden the beaches are open.
Yeah.
So how the fuck you do that? Where do they do that at?
He's trying to
need that money.
Yeah.
Need that money.
Yeah.
Needs that money.
Yeah, man. It's some wild shit going on. I don't know what the fuck going
on. He went
man.
To Harvard, so there's a lot of fuckboy shit up going on up there.
Yeah, secret societies and shit, man. I'm just going to work, man.
They
I'm
should
just
call,
trying
you know,
keep
Taylor,
this money
you know what
going,
they should
man.
Call them now? Not so secret societies.
Yeah, it ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
We know what the fuck is going on.
We know what's up with you.
We heard it from Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove.
Yep. Turn the fucking frogs gay. Did you ever hear the Alex Jones, the folk song?
Yeah, man. Alex Jones is a nut, man.
Oh, my God. That's fucking great.
He is a fucking nut, man. Shit. What about, did you see the shit that happened with 6ix9ine last week? With all the shenanigans he was doing? Motherfucker comes home, right?
Yeah.
Comes home. He's on house arrest. He drops a song. It gets millions of views, and he's talking shit on the internet, man. Talking shit on IG Live.
Yeah.
Like, Doug.
The neighbor called him.
The neighbor, and he's on the balcony, and the neighbor is like, oh, my God, 6ix9ine lives right here.
Yeah.
Puts his address out. The motherfucker had to move two times already since he's been home because he got exposed.
You know what? I don't fucking like that rat, but guess what? Good part. It's kind of bittersweet because it's like, you know what? Fuck the government. you're a fucking idiot for doing a fucking deal with a fucking rat. Yeah. So shame on you for fucking having. Good. Now you got to move him around. Keep moving him.
But I heard he not even in witness protection. He declined it. He ain't want it. Because if he was in witness protection,
then why did they have to move him?
I don't know. That's the weird thing.
Right.
Because if he was in witness protection, he wouldn't be able to be on the internet.
Right.
You can't be a rapper if you in witness protection. I think he's just calling the police and like, yo, I gotta move. It's too the block hot. But it's gonna come a time where, yo, they're gonna get tired of that shit. Like, yo, you doing too much. I think he's gonna get killed.
Hopefully.
I think he's gonna get killed because he doing way too much, man. Like, yo, he fucking and he keeps trying to justify the shit like he's a victim. Like he keeps saying they fucked my baby mom, they kidnapped me, they was extorting me. Doug, you put money on Chief Keef head
on video.
Yeah. You helped rob somebody on video. What are you talking about? You're right. Not a victim. You was in that street. You was trying to be a gangster.
Got the sticky up.
Yeah, like you was Come trying on, to be dude. Gangster. You was talking right. cash heavy shit.
Right.
And then when shit got real, you fucking folded ASAP.
Did they make you do that video where you went and gave your mom $100,000? I guess they forced you to do that too, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Like Doug, like he snitched so fast. Like when they got locked up, I knew he was going to snitch. Like, it wasn't a surprise to me that he snitched because I knew he was a bitch. Like, all that shit he was talking, just look at him. He's like a little, frail, skinny Spanish dude, but he got the fucking non-trade gangsters, like, with him. So he could talk that shit as long as, you know, they getting paid.
As long as they're backing you, yeah.
Yeah, but as soon as the shit happened, like, damn, you ain't even go through, like, you know how the shit. If you never been locked up before, this is what happens. You get locked up. And you got to go to court and they'll tell you you get the discovery. The lawyer gets your discovery and it tells you like what the police know.
Mm-hmm.
And your lawyer tries to figure out how they can fight it.
I've read one before.
Yeah. Like we both been through the shit.
Yeah.
So the lawyer's supposed to tell you this. Look, this is what they know. You tell me everything that you know,
right.
And we're going to try to figure it out. And the last option is to snitch. That's what the lawyer should tell you. Like, this first option shouldn't be to snitch. So you should figure out, like, look, we can either take this to trial and try to win in trial and on trial, or we can take a plea deal and try to get, you know, a better deal of what they offer you. Because the first time you go to court, they're going to offer you the max. They're going to offer you some wild shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, he snitched ASAP. He snitched ASAP. As soon as he got to jail, he's like, yo, I ain't built for this dough. Let me out.
Snitched in the holding cell, dude. It was like dude John from fucking 60 Days In. He was in. Like, I'm out, dude.
He tapped that shoulder like, yo, I'm out.
He was like, I don't want none of this.
And then you come home, and you talking shit. You rubbing it in like, yeah, I snitched.
Yeah.
You would have snitched too. I don't care. I snitched. Like, and he's like joking about the shit. Like, Doug. These people that you got locked away, that got all these years in prison, they know what the fuck you doing right now. People from on the outside is telling them what's going on. It's not like they don't know.
Right.
And there's still people on the outside that love these people and they're mad at you for snitching on them. So you're rubbing it in their face that you snitch and you're, you know, joking and laughing and shit and talking shit about all showing all this money and shit. Doug, your life is in danger. For the rest of your life.
Right.
Like, you're on the run. You moved two times for a reason.
You moved two. Because you're scared.
Yeah, because somebody might kill you.
Talk all that tough guy shit when you're on the fucking computer and fucking for live and
but
all
you,
that.
But you
but
running.
When it gets real live, when it gets real live, when the fucking tool's up in your face, that little dude is shitting.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, I wouldn't even put the tool to somebody like that's head.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, It's some crazy shit, man. It's sad to see that he didn't learn from his actions. Like, dog, you really coming out here.
I'll fucking poke him up for a honey bun, bro. If I was in the Bing and somebody was like, yo, I got a honey bun, three soups, and a fucking hot cheese, poking him up, good.
All right, so when you was in there, if a dude came in that was about 5'7", 140 with rainbow hair, what would be the talk of the jail be?
They're fucking that dude. They're fucking that dude. You know what I mean? You better check in or you're getting fucked.
Doggy style.
Whatever.
Froggy style. Like, yeah. Melvin, yeah. And Baby Boy.
Leap. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so he went in there and they moved him to the snitch cell ASAP.
Yeah.
He was in the snitch unit.
PC.
Yeah.
Check in.
Snitch 9, man. Damn. And then I just wonder how long his clock is going to be, man. When it's going to run out. Because they going to kill him.
Sometimes the guards will come up and be like, yo, you checking him in or away?
It's like that?
Sometimes. Damn. Or you'll get on the block and then they'll be like, yo. You know what I mean? They'll be like, come here, let me see, you know, face sheet Friday. Pull your fucking sheet out because they want to see what your charges are. If you got one of them, like, you know what I mean, tree jumper, get off me, pedo, fucking Tony Podesta fucking charges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then let me see that.
So they checking your shit like that.
Oh, it says here. You know what I mean? They're like, yo, pack up, dude. And then sometimes people, like, if this is their first time down or whatever, they'll be like, what do you mean? I'll be like,
what you mean,
pack your shit.
You gotta go.
Go tell the guard you gotta get off the fucking tier.
Like Tony in 60 Days and he made dude get out of there.
Yeah.
He made him roll out.
Gotta check. That's it. Roll him up, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
He living a dangerous life, man. Fuck that. He got all that money. He can't even see his kid, his family, nothing. Then I seen a video of some rapper. He was like, yo, why don't y'all just kill his family? Kill his daughter. Like he was just real smooth with it. Like, just kill his family, kill his mom.
Like on the Godfather type shit.
Shit. Like, damn, like.
Like, take the Godfather to the next level. Like, cut his kid's head off and then put it in, like, under his mattress with him. Like, when he's sleeping. Like, you, like when he, like, you know what I mean? You remember when he fucking cut the horse's head off?
Yeah, yeah. He woke up with a horse head. Yeah,
but it would be his kid's head.
Yeah, yeah. That's some sick shit, man. Yeah, 6ix9ine, he don't got a.
That guy said it, not me, by the way. That guy said it.
You think he'll make it out of 2020? 2020 is a crazy year, yo.
You never know. I mean, I didn't think there was going to be this Rona and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, none of us, I didn't think we were, you know what I mean? I thought we flattened the curve.
Unless he piped down, yo, I don't know, man. I don't know. But does he have to stay in New York? Because he was in Long Island.
Yeah. That's.
He got to stay in New York, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they got to move that nigga upstate.
Yeah, for sure.
He got to go to fucking Albany or Syracuse or some shit, man.
Where the fuck you gonna put a dude with rainbow hair though? You know what I mean? A little Mexican with fucking rainbow bright looking hair. Look like a sherbert.
Yeah, I don't know. Put him in fucking what's that?
What are you gonna say?
I can't think of the city, man. I can't think of it. It's got a
Sheboygan.
It's got a crazy ass name.
We were in the Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Hey, Wisconsin, like Brendan Dassey's mom for Making a Murderer.
Shit. Speaking of Wisconsin, I seen this. You seen they was protesting in Wisconsin, like trying to open the state back up.
Yeah.
But 75 people that was protesting, they got the Rona.
Couldn't have happened to better people. States right. Like,
what do you want to open up? What do you want open so bad that you're going to protest?
Right.
What is it?
My right to get a fucking haircut, dude. And nobody's going to tell me I can't get my haircut.
I cut my own shit, man.
Why don't you just be like my boy Mike at a barber and say,
go to Walmart, get some fucking.
Do that or just call them out to your house.
Yo, but barbers is fucked up right now, yo.
They are.
Like, they don't have no job. So right. I'm pretty sure. You could call them and they just like, fuck it, come through, I'll cut you.
Mikey, yeah.
Yeah, it's times is hard for them too. So they like, yo, we gonna do what we gotta do.
Oh, I told.
Mask up.
I told my wife I was breaking my boy Mikey's ball, but he doesn't know yet, so I'll just tell it now. I'll be like, I told him his grandma was gonna start charging him, make him get a small business loan to fucking start charging to cut haircuts in the driveway.
My shit got denied, yo.
Take them fucking cans in too, Mikey, you little bum.
My shit got denied. Remember I was telling you about it? the small business loan.
Yeah.
They hit me.
I researched it. I looked at all the stuff.
They hit me back like, yo, we saving the money for the agricultural division. Yeah. Man, fuck y'all. Fuck them niggas, man. Yeah. I need mine.
Farmers.
I need my check.
We're saving it for the
run
farmers.
That tab up, man. They trying to do something now. They proposed a bill to give us another stimulus check.
Yeah.
I think it got denied already.
They can fucking take that fucking stimuli and shove it up their ass.
Yeah, if they give us another check, yo, it's I'm doing something crazy with mine. I'm not like I'm trying to get it. Fuck it, like I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna do with it, but just know I'm trying to flip that bitch.
Everybody in Canada has $6,000 from theirs
already
total.
Wait, what?
They get $2,000 a month.
In Canada?
Yes.
Not us.
And free healthcare. Obviously. Not us.
They always get that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
They letting us drown, man. They letting us drown.
It's America's right.
Only the strongest survive, yo. I'd rather them let them open this shit back up. But I'm not protesting for it.
Right.
Fuck that. Fuck protesting. If people just open shit back up, like if the like head of corporations was just like, yo, fuck it, we opening up, sent out a mass email, yo, everybody come back to work, we opening up, they send it out, what they gonna do? They can't do it. They can't do nothing. They can't stop us.
I mean, technically, isn't there, well, no, I was gonna say, isn't there legislation that they can't fire people because of the Rona? No, that went out when they passed the phase two of that stimulus package. The one, the corporate bailouts, not the first one, the second one.
Yeah.
And there was no stipulations where they had to keep their workforce or any of that type of shit.
Mm. So fuck it. Y'all be good.
So all that $15 an hour everybody fought for and all that doesn't matter because inflation's going through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
That's out.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that your job's going to be there.
Yeah.
Or that you're going to get it back. So it's like, yeah, we did all that and then now this. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, man. Hopefully y'all motherfuckers got a skill out there, man. Skills pay the bills.
And I guess if some of your states are still locked down, how about if you don't have a skill, YouTube it, dude. Fucking start learning, do something, figure something out, because it ain't going to be the same. Some of y'all ain't going to have the fucking jobs anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure something out.
I think shit going to be fucked up anyway because people going to be fucked up after this. Like, and they going to have to save up their money. People saving up their money now.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not going to be normal whenever we try to get back to normal.
No. Oh, somebody, we had our first joke stolen too.
For real?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. Fucking, I seen it on a meme page. Fucking BC before Corona. I said that episode like fucking 10.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's
it happens.
That's
it's all
easy.
Good.
That's easy. That's not a stolen joke.
Shout out to you, bro.
It's over already?
Yep.
Damn.
We got the cue from the maestro. Well, we were fucking 20 minutes late trying to get the video attachment, but yeah, shout out to you.
Shout out to you, man. Shout out to the homies.
Shout out Joey O. Day one of Crazy Eyes. Fucking, they're nuts.
Yeah.
They're fucking nuts. They've been listening since day one.
Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to the day ones, man. We do
that
it for y'all.
Strong, yeah.
Shout out to the people who listen every week, man. That's what we do it for.
Yep. Moody Blues taking us out.
Yeah.